Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. Since there is so many case studies already published using Amartya Karaka, Atma Karaka, and now second Lord, sixth Lord, tenth Lord, and so on, all the case studies are coming towards you, helping you to ground what is you, as in what is your personality, your Panchanga, and how does it tie into what you will do in the world. Essentially, that's all career is, folks. Don't make a big thing out of it. Doesn't matter what your HR department or your friends or your families or your boss tells you. Career, or whatever you call career, is what you do in the world. It may be anything from arts, fine arts, yoga teacher, gym teacher, anything, music, arts, dance, so on and so forth. But there is a misconception, people don't take this tithi, the thing called the tithi, very seriously. So I'm going to be doing now a series which I'm going to expand more on the concept of tithi and what it means. So here's the introduction. If you've already seen this, skip this part and go to the next one, okay? This is introduction, it'll be common to all the particular podcasts. What is tithi? Tithi is determined by the angle between the sun and moon in your natal chart. It remains fixed for life. It doesn't depend what period of life you are in, from birth to death. Each tithi is in the range of 12 degrees. Like you can see the table over there. Okay. So it goes from 0 to 12 Pratipada, Dvitiya is 12 to 24 and so on, in intervals of 12 degrees of angle. Number 2, tithi represents your emotional body, hence requires you to pay great deal of attention even before you go into the study of horoscope, divisional charts and so on. There are a total of 15 tithis, one set for the waxing half cycle of the moon, which is the Shukla, going from new moon to full moon. Shukla means white in Sanskrit. Second half of tithis is going from full moon back to new moon, which is prefixed by Krishna, or black, which is given Krishna because he was dark in color. All remedies, quote unquote, which are done within Vedic astrology are done for tithis, not Karana, Yoga, etc. Keep this in mind. Now, within each tithi, what shall I cover? What will be covered are these 8 points. Element of the tithi and the deity. The ruling deity is the main thing there. You got to understand the energy of the deity. You can do more research now. There is GPT and all the rest of it. Psychic abilities, number 2. What are your psychic abilities? What are your real superpowers? Each one, there is one, okay? Each one has a superpower. We're just uncovering what that is for each tithi. Number 3, how to enhance them. Number 4, what to be wary of. There are always pluses and minuses. This is a realm of duality, so everything will have a plus and a minus. We'll see that. 5, the personality traits of it. How it actualizes in your personality. And the life lessons, what you should be learning from that for this lifetime. The remedy for it, we'll see the remedy part also. And last, we'll see the differences between the Shukla part and the Krishna part of every tithi. For example, there is Pratipada 0 to 12, and there's the in the Shukla part, in the Krishna Paksha part, there's Pratipada from 180 to 168, the minus 12, right? The full moon going towards new moon, that's the separation, okay? So we will see all of this. Let us begin. Before I begin with the tithi, I just wanted to leave you a quick note of downloading the Jyotish app. It's an icon I have marked in the presentation above. You can find it in Play Store, Android, whatever. And it's a free app where you can find out your tithi, your birth tithi, that is horoscope, as well as the transiting muhurta. It's a free app, don't worry, there is nothing attached to it. Some noble soul has made this for all humanity. It works very well. You can use it for muhurta, you can use it for plotting your own horoscope and also checking the tithi, and then come to these and learn more. Now let's begin the discussion on the 10th tithi, the 10th day in the lunar calendar, that is 10th day in the waxing cycle of the moon or in the waning cycle of the moon, Dashami. Angle given there is wrong in the picture. It is 108 to 120 degrees. Okay, there's a slight correction. Mr. GPT has got it wrong there. Okay, so what does this particular tithi stand for? Righteousness, fulfillment, and dharma keeper, the upholder of values. Dharma is basically a value system of how you live. The highest value system being a selfless approach of giving back to whatever is in your surrounding, essentially your home, your family, your surroundings, society at large, nature, anything, pick your field. But if dharma in a true sense means the path, the righteous path to walk on, and that becomes the righteous path. We are not come here to take stuff continuously, endless greed of humans at the lower end of ego. We are here to recalibrate it to a higher level where we can let go of the nature of accumulation, Rahu kind of energy, endless accumulation and obsession about things. That is Rahu kind of energy. This civilization is stuck in a very Rahu sort of sense. So we have to graduate as humans to something which is Jupiterian, more like giving knowledge, giving wealth, sharing wealth, making a community which is wise. Okay, back to this one. Element is air and it's dharma personified. Now it's made some funny figure with a South Indian look. I guess GPT takes more figures from South kind of things. I don't know. Psychic abilities. What are the superpowers of Dashami? These individuals are born guardians of righteousness. They have a natural sense of justice, discernment, and the ability to sustain traditions, upholder of traditions, something similar to Naomi itself. Naomi also holds on to traditions a lot. The persons born under this, their psychic gift is of clarity between what is right and what is wrong. And their prayers carry great merit. Those of you light workers who are into prayers, offering prayers, tuning into prayers, you might be born under Dashami. They often become pillars in their communities, ritual leaders, even priests, right? Even church priests, for example, or temple priests, guides of moral conduct. That's essentially the bottom line, what these even institutions try to bring with their priesthood, isn't it? Guidance towards moral conduct, not getting carried away by obsessions. How to enhance this tithi? Perform fire rituals or what is called as Homa in Vedic tradition, offerings to the fire. Vedic tradition is based on lots of elementals, air, fire, water and so on, earth and so on. Sometimes the offering is towards nature, earth, sometimes it's fire, sometimes it's water rituals. It's different and that's what makes it very complex and very engaging. These people should get engaged in acts of charity. Charity can be again in knowledge, it can be in any field. It's not necessarily about money, it can be about service. Honoring dharma through truth and service enhance their karmic power. This is their superpower. Every tithi has got some superpower of some kind. What we are trying to do is to understand what is it that you are born with. I mean, where is your direction in life? So, sort of like I like to say, operating manual. Tithi is that. What should Dashami people be wary of if you are born on Dashami? Self-righteousness or rigidity in beliefs. This is the downside of it. If you think that my religion is the best and my God is the only God, all this kind of funny ideas should get rid of. There is no such thing. Okay. They must remain compassionate while upholding dharma. Do whatever you can wherever you are born in, whichever faith you are born in, by upholding the good values of that, whatever it is teaching. That is dharma. Personality of these people shows up as task-oriented and disciplined. The Dashami people have a strong sense of duty, like I must do such and such. They excel in maintaining order and following rules, but struggle with sudden changes. Now, life is life. It happens. Sudden changes happen in our lives. Maybe any kind of change. So these people don't do well in handling sudden changes. They are often connected to spiritual pursuits, like reading Akashic records. So many these days are awakening. This is new energy we are in. And we have to take all this astrology and everything that this channel teaches as awakening in the new energy. What can you do consciously now? The stars are the stars. They will remain the same. But this is a new energy. We are in a new energetic planet. Remember this. So those of you who read Akashic records, they might be born under Dashami, for example. They have a natural affinity to read the Akash. Life lesson: creating daily routines to achieve success gradually. remedies, engaging in mountain trekking, connecting with nature and so on. Now let me read some part from my notes. So Dashami people have come down to perform certain tasks. They are very disciplined about completing tasks. They start fighting with people who go against order, rules, procedures, bound by rules. They create a disciplined schedule. If you see a child doing this, you know they are born in Dashami. Very good at Akashic record reading. Mountains are good for them to connect to Akash, the sky element. Climb up the mountain and then go see there what you receive from the sky element. They need to climb a mountain, go to the hills, go trekking, reach the peak on a regular basis. It's a very different kind of approach, isn't it? Thinking of remedies. The life lesson here is to make daily routines and tasks to get little wins rather than big targets which are demotivating. Some of the things they need to be taking care of or be wary of: they cannot be satisfied with what they are, and change and transformations of sudden kind, they are difficult to handle for them. Take help of others, other people who are born in different tithis. They will be stronger at this. This is the way we come to one another's help. We help out one another. Everybody is not born in the same tithi, and particular individual only born in one tithi, isn't it? So therefore, we are all here as five different fingers of a hand, helping one another. Cooperation is the key. Now let us see the difference between Krishna and the Shukla parts of this. So what's the essential difference between the Shukla part of Dashami and Krishna part of Dashami? Shukla, as we discussed before, in other tithis also is an outward going energy, going out into the world. Krishna part will be the internal calibration and what they bring from within themselves to the external world. Since the element is ruled by air, here is another tip. It has everything to do with what goes on in your mind. Mind is the air element, okay? Consider this, for example. Also, Saturn among planets is the air element. Therefore, it has everything to do with that. Jupiter is the Akash. All of these things you have got to put together to get a complete picture. The tone is one of growth orientation, harmonious and righteousness. Okay. The psychic power, the superpower for Shukla Dashami, are natural preservers of tradition and order. There has to be order within this chaos, isn't it? Dashami people bring that to the picture. They radiate balance, justice and discernment. Their siddhi or superpower is righteous fulfillment. The ability to complete tasks in alignment with dharma and ensure harmony in the society. Keep a sort of semblance of harmony and balance. These are the balance people. Functions on which it is celebrated is Vijayadashmi, which happens just before Diwali in India. So Vijayadashmi, Vijay means victory. Vijayadashmi, victoriousness. Diwali is celebrated in India as a festival of lights, as Lord Rama came back home from his journey of fulfilling his dharma. So victory of good over evil is celebrated as Vijayadashmi, victoriousness. Undertaking journeys, like I said, trekking, going top of mountains, that kind of an energy. You can purchase assets on this day if you're thinking of Muhurta. It's a good one. Concluding major rituals is also good for this day, because Hindus or people who follow the Vedas, the Vedic tradition, they carry out rituals which are tuned to the cosmos, the time cycles. This is the major takeaway from the Vedic tradition. Everything is aligned with time and space and functionality thereof. Everything is not going to succeed if you do it at different times. This is why many things fall apart. Vedic tradition gives us that guideline. Mode is one of constructive and going outward in Shukla Dashami. Fulfills all promises, harmonizes and strengthens dharma. Now that's the Shukla part. Let's see how the Krishna part varies, because it's going internal. The tone here becomes one of release orientation, corrective action and karmic path. These individuals are karmic arbiters. They settle disputes, resolve imbalances, and act as restorers of justice. They can even become judges in law and judiciary, for example. Their siddhi or superpower is judgment, pronouncing judgment on certain things, like Dharmaraj, like Yama even. This picture over here looks something similar to Dharmaraj, holding a scale, holding a balance. The ability to cut through confusion and restore fairness is Krishna Dashami. So they settle debts. As a function, they settle debts. Ancestral rituals. You're born in a certain ancestral line, something which Vedic tradition and all ancient traditions, even the indigenous, have a lot in them. Modern culture seems to have lost it. Ancestors, you came as a soul into a particular ancestral line, lineage. So doing rituals for them. Not to appease or anything, but to give thanks, to give gratitude. And fulfill the rituals regarding the ancestral spirits. Karmic balancing energies and practices are good for them. Mode is one of releasing and inward. It closes cycles, restores justice, clears karmic accounts. So that's Dashami for you. I'll see you in the next one with Ekadashi, or the 11th Tithi. Take care, be safe.